This update is brought to you by Agra Valley Services Broadband Internet and the AVS Tech Team, serving Huron, Tuscola, and Sanilac counties. And by McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe. Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. This Sunday, May 19th, local viewers will have a reason to smile as a video featuring the Animan family from our community will be showcased on America's Funniest Home Videos on ABC. Josh Animan, a salesman at Thumb Broadcasting, and his wife, Shay, submitted a video of their young son, Eli, hilariously crashing his electric-powered BMW ride-on car in their garage. The video has caught the attention of AFV and will be featured in a non-contest episode, bringing a moment of joy to households nationwide. It was Eli's first time driving the car, and he's been scared to drive it since. Hopefully, seeing the video on TV will help him overcome his fear. Don't miss the chance to share in the laughter. Tune in this Sunday to see Eli's amusing mishap on America's Funniest Home Videos. As we approach the end of the Bad Axe spring cleanup on May 24th, this weekend marks the final opportunity to join hands and spruce up our beloved community. Armed with a specialized leaf vac truck, the city is poised to whisk away nature's debris from our streets. Remember, only leaves should adorn the curbs for pickup, while tree limbs should be neatly stacked between the sidewalk and curb. As we bid farewell to spring and welcome the blossoming of summer, let's unite as proud residents of Bad Axe, embodying our commitment to cleanliness and community well-being. Together, we can transform our town into a shining beacon of civic responsibility and environmental stewardship, inspiring neighboring communities across the Thumb region. And we'll be back with more news for you on WLEW and WHST after this.
You know, she doesn't always know what you have in mind, what we call your intentions. Just how crazy are you about her? I mean, are you semi-serious? Sort of serious? Is she the one? These are questions that flow around in her mind. This is Kent McKenzie from McKenzie Jewelers and Bad Axe. Of course, the truth is, you are madly and crazy in love with her. People talk about how a couple fit together like hand and glove. As for the two of you, you didn't understand what a perfect fit really was until you met her. So, let's make your intentions clear, brilliantly clear, with a diamond cut so perfectly it lights up the room when she walks in. If you want a ring that is uniquely hers, we can sit down and design a ring just for you. Together, McKenzie Jewelers, let's make your intentions brilliantly clear.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers, located at the north end of Bad Axe. Visit McKenzieJewelers.com or like us on Facebook.
McKenzie Jewelers and Bad Axe, honored to have served you, our community, and friends for over 35 years.
The north end of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine north end retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
Six men face charges in connection with the theft of more than 400 vehicles worth about $8 million in Michigan. The state attorney general's office said Thursday that the men were part of a criminal organization. They say the vehicles were stolen from dealerships, storage and parking lots, and homes. The men were charged with conducting a criminal enterprise, using a computer to commit a crime, and receiving and concealing stolen vehicles. Police recovered seven stolen vehicles, auto parts, electronic key fobs, burglary tools, thousands of dollars in cash, and nine firearms. The Attorney General's office says the ring has operated in more than 40 communities throughout the state. Pro-Palestinian protesters wearing masks pitched tents and placed fake bloody corpses outside the home of a University of Michigan official. Sarah Hubbard is chair of the university's governing board. She says the 6 a.m. demonstration in Okemos involved 30 people Wednesday with a bullhorn and a drum. The protesters left 30 to 45 minutes later when police arrived. There were no arrests. Jordan Acker, another board member, says someone with a face covering left a list of demands at his home at 4:40 a.m. The protesters want the university to drop investments in companies connected to Israel. The school says it has no direct investments. And we will continue after this.
What does better internet mean to you? Is it faster speeds, an affordable price, overall reliability, or quality customer service?
There's a reason Agra Valley Services is the better choice for internet, and it's because we stand behind our service. We have faster speeds than ever before, and our prices are affordable with no gimmicks or hidden fees. We pride ourselves on our reliability, and our friendly customer service team is there to help when needed.
For the past 25 years, Agra Valley Services has simply done it better. We treat our customers like neighbors because we're local. Plus, our selection of plans are designed to meet the demands of today's internet users. Whether you're a family or a business, located in town or out in the country.
So what are you waiting for? Make the switch to Agra Valley Services and get better internet. Call the sales team today at 888-282-4932 or go to agravalleyservices.com.
Join the AVS Tech Team Tuesday, May 21st at 1:30 p.m. at Cass City's Rawson Library for a free Cybersecurity Essentials course.
A New Mexico judge plans to rule next week on a grand jury indictment against Alec Baldwin in the fatal shooting on the set of the Western movie Rust. During the virtual hearing Friday, defense attorneys accused prosecutors of unfair maneuvers at grand jury proceedings that diverted attention away from exculpatory evidence and their witnesses. Earlier this year, the grand jury indictment charged Baldwin with involuntary manslaughter in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins at a movie ranch on the outskirts of Santa Fe in October of 2021. Baldwin has pleaded not guilty. A U.S. Navy strike group's flagship aircraft carrier has left its Japanese home port, wrapping up nearly 9 years of deployment in the Indo-Pacific, where it served a key role in the U.S. effort to bolster defense ties with Japan and other partners in the region. The departure of USS Ronald Reagan on Thursday saw family members and friends of the crew waving the vessel off and speeches by officers and the U.S. ambassador. It comes at a time of growing tension in the face of increasingly assertive China in the Indo-Pacific. The carrier will be replaced later this year by the USS George Washington. And we'll be back after this.
Once upon a time, our family had trouble with pests around our home. Did you know that stinging insects send tons of people to the hospital? And teeny ticks and mosquitoes can be all around the yard. Their bites can make people and their pets sick. Mice, rats, and roaches need food and water just like us. You do not want them to visit. They can spread disease and make it hard to breathe. I'm sure glad this story has a happy ending.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
The Israeli military says its troops in Gaza found the bodies of three Israeli hostages killed by Hamas in its October 7th attack, including German-Israeli Shani Lauk. A photo of Lauk's twisted body in the back of a pickup truck ricocheted around the world, bringing to light the scale of the October 7th attack on southern Israel. The military on Friday identified the other two bodies found as those of a 28-year-old woman, Amit Buskila, and a 56-year-old man, Itzhak Gilarenter. Military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said all three were killed by Hamas while fleeing the Nova Music Festival, an outdoor dance party near the Gaza border. The military did not give immediate details on where the bodies were found. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. This update is brought to you by Agra Valley Services Broadband Internet and the AVS Tech Team, serving Huron, Tuscola, and Sanilac counties. And by Mackenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. Mackenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe. And the temperature currently is 67 degrees. Wind speeds are from the southeast at 9 miles per hour. and the humidity is at 78%.